Hello, my name is Tuấn and welcome to the series Beginning with Windows 10 Development. This series is for those who just started developing for Windows 10. It doesn't matter if you have developed for Windows 8 or Windows Phone or not. For previous episode, please follow the series in channel 9. This is episode 5. In this episode, I will show you step by step on how to submit your app to the store. For the summary, the first part is the preparing your app. Then build a bucket for uploading to the store, pack the green sort, and finally, step by step on what to do on the store. For Windows 10 bucket, there are lots of images that you will need to create for your app. This image will be black screen, white logo, square logo. Each type have different resolution and size, and scale to 4 or 5 different size. Too much, right? Thankfully, there's an app for that. Help you create all the images in just one click. Just point to bit.ly Windows 10 logo maker on the screen. So this link will lead you to the Windows Store. And you might want to download an app called Universal Logo Maker for Windows. It's free. Wait for it. Now, when the Universal Logo Maker for Windows app is installed, the download button will display a open. Click on it to open the app. Now in the left hand, you will see a lot of buttons like Windows 10, Windows 8.1, and Windows Phone 8.1. You need Windows 10, so click on Windows 10. If you create an app for Windows 8.1 or Windows Phone 8.1, just toggle it on or up, just like that. Now click on the load image and point to the where you start the image that you want to use for your app. Click on it. Open. Now, this app supports transparent, so the image generated will be transparent a default file. Now, there's a lot of options here. You might want to change the background color, so just change it. That could be fine. And the final slide bar is the add channel of RGB, meaning the transparent. So it will be completely transparent, completely visible. You will see a small square here that displays the current color that applying to your image. I will let it completely visible. Now this image will be too big. Right, the edge is overlapping each other, so you want to make it smaller on the system with keyboard and mouse. All you need to do is hold the control key and scroll the mouse wheel. That's it. Now click generate and the system will ask you where to save the files. Create a new folder called My Icon. Double click on it and select this folder. And it's done. Now you might want to check the My Icon folder. So this is picture, My Icon, WP, and only my image is there for you. Pretty cool, huh? Now, check on the requirement. You will need to open the app. Now, open the app one solution that you have just finished in the episode 4. If you watch the episode 5 immediately before watching the episode 4, you can download the completed app on the link that displays on the screen right now. So, when opening the app one solution, open this file. It's called the packet.app manifest. It will contain all the images that your app will use when installing when installed on the client machine. Click on the tab Visual Asset, and in this tab you will see a lot of images missing. So let's add them on. Now square 71.71 logo. Now square 71 multiplied by 71 logo. Click on this button. Browse to your folder that you just saved the icon. Now, on the image here, it displays a thumbnail image, make it difficult for you to decide to know what the image is right for this position. Change this to detail. Turn up the column that you don't need, like tag, size, type, on to type the PNG, and turn on the column dimension. Sort it by dimension, and now it's a lot easier to find. Now, notice this number 2A4. Then it will be 2A4 here. Opened. It's on. Now, what happens if you just click a random image to use? Like this one is 142, and you want to choose this image. Open. And the Visual Studio will complain that, oh no, you cannot use the image. It's not the size you want. So cancel and choose again. Nope. And repeat this action until all the image is filled up. Now the 300 image already exists in the files that set folder. So Visual Studio asks you that do you want to replace the image? Click yes. And you are done. A lot of image. Save. And run the app again, and you will see the difference. See what image here? Also, the app in the app list will display the logo as well. App 1. Yeah. Now you are almost done. Almost done. Open the bucket.app manifest again. Display name. Change to the name that you want your app to be. Like in this case will be symbol RSS reader. Save it in the sub name RSS reader. Save. And this will be good for now. Run the app again to check if the app name is changed to the symbol RSS reader, and it is changed. That's it. Now it's ready to build. Now, when the code is ready, that said every day it's time to build. You have to build your app for uploading to the store. Before uploading, you need to test the app with the test kit that included in the Windows 10 SDK. And also take the app screenshot, aka all the page in your app, so user can see what they will get when downloading and installing your app. Now, to build the app for the store, right-click on the project and find the store create app package. Now, do you want to build package to upload to the store? Yes. And next, Visual Studio will ask you to sign in to your Windows Store account. If you don't have one, you can sign up. Now, if you turn on two-step verification, this time you will need your phone, some device that Microsoft can send the code to you. When you are logged in successfully, Visual Studio will list all the apps that already there on the store. So you want to reserve, you might want to reserve a new app name because this is your brand new app. Let's reserve it a simple as reader. Reserve. Then you can open the web and type in dev.window.com. Log into your account. Open the dashboard and try to create a new app. Now, on it. When creating app, you have to reserve a name for it. We call it symbol as reader. Just because we cannot reserve a name inside Visual Studio, so we have to go here. Check availability. What? Symbol as reader. The name is not available. Demo. Now I reserve the symbol as reader demo for this app. Just for demo purpose, I will delete it later. So click on reserve app name here to confirm. And you are done. Come back to Visual Studio, click refresh. Now the app name will be displayed on your app list like this. Click on it. And next, if you can select nature, click on it. But if you cannot, I recommend you to select on G architecture because your app can run on every machine that running Windows 10. Now click create. It's gonna take a while to build your app. You can open output to view the build process. Now when finished building, a small report will appear, so this is the time to test your app. Simply click on Launch Windows App Certification Kit, so the app will run on this machine, yes. Now, the most important thing, now we want to select all the tests available here. In default, they will be selected for you. And then click next. Now the most important thing in testing is do not touch your mouse or keyboard. Do not click, do not press any key. And if you have a green server, if you have a green server on, move your mouse so the green server will not be activated. These steps are automatically, you don't have to do anything. until the test is done. But if you have set up a screensaver for your machine, remember to move your mouse to not activate the screensaver. Now when the overall result is passed, this meaning that your app is fully qualified to upload to the store. Click finish and let's start uploading. Coming back to the Windows Store dashboard, open the Simbora RS Reader demo, the app that you named before, and click on the Start Submission button. So the first submission will be named Submission 1. First thing first, set a pricing and availability. The buy price. This is the price that only market will based on this price. So for example, you set it 0.99 USD and no free trial. And you can see that all other market have the same price as this. And you can customize this market later. Okay, so we need some time to reload the page. So option here, yeah, right. So for example, I particularly want the app in the Afghanistan have a higher price. So I can set 1.10, just like that. I can change the base price, and I want the app in Afghanistan is lower than the base, just like that. Or free, it's your choice. But for here, I will pick free. Here is base, no free trial. High option. Sale pricing. You don't need this now. Distribution and visibility. Sale option. Anyone can find your app in the store. So good. Windows 10 device families. Desktop, mobile. That's right. Organization licensing. Okay. Public as soon as possible. Save. Take some time. Okay, complete. First thing. Now the app property. Click on it. Categories. This is important. You set a category for your app, and the app will appear in the category in the store. In that category in the store. So if you set a wrong category for your app, high chance that user come to the category that they want, but your app is not what they want, so they will not download your app. That's the story. So pick this carefully. For Symbol AS Reader, I will list it a let's see, news and weather, right? News. Star A rating. If you are not sure which rating is your app for, you can read the detail here. For news and RS, I will pick J+. And if you are uploading a game, you will need to provide this certification to be accepted in a selected market like Japan, Australia, Taiwan, Brazil, blah blah blah. Quite a lot. And this is hardware preference. This is the required hardware that your app cannot run without it. For simple RS reader, it's fine. App declaration. No. Yes. Sale. Good. So far so good, right? Click on the package. Now here you can upload the package of your app. So browsing to your project folder, open the app package folder, and you will see a package that have the attention of app upload. That's the one. Open it. Wait for the start. Now it's uploading. When you see the started. Now it finished uploading. Your app name will be displayed. You can check the info like version, architecture, device family. Okay, and save. Remember to read the save after uploading, or the package you just uploaded will not be saved and you will lose the package. Another fun one, the decryption. So for decryption, Windows Store allows you to have many decryption in many languages. For each language that your app supported, you have a corresponding decryption. Now for English decryption, typing a symbol as reader. Remember, this is the text that your client, your user will see when they search for the app in the store or browse through your app in the category on the store. So be specific, as specific as possible, like selling your app. Customer want to buy what they want to use. So be specific on the description, what your app do, how the customer life will much better with your app. Release note is for release version, like for this release, my app have an awesome feature. Put it there. Screenshot. For screenshot, you can open the device emulator to take screenshot of your app. But I like this way better. Open the app. Make it full screen. And press Window Print Screen. You see the desktop has taken a for a moment. That's the time it takes the result of your screen and save to the picture library. Click on the news and take the result again with the window and print screen. Okay, you take the screenshot. Now it's time to upload them. Screenshot. Here you go. Screenshot A, screenshot 9. Open. Add an email caption. Reading the news instantly. Okay. Another one. No. List on the news. Okay. Add type icon. Remember to use a 300 by 300 pixel picture. By the way, you have that picture by using the app that I set in the previous video. No, by using the Universal Logo Maker for Windows, you have already created a qualified picture for this field. Here you go. Detail. That. Type dimension 300 and 300. Open. Perfect. Promotional artwork. If you want your app to appear on the features of the store or some specific place, you should provide this image. App feature. Here you will list the your app feature, a brief description, like reading ads. Recommended hardware, no, keyword, ads, newspaper, reading. Keyword is the word that the word that your customer will searching for, like when a customer search for ads, and your app will be listed as the result. The customer search for newspaper, your app will also be listed for the result. Copyright and trademark info. For this information, if you have a trademark info, put it there. But for me, it's good enough to just like No, I don't have additional license term. No, I don't have website also. Support contact info, I will put in my email. Privacy policy, this is the part that you provide a link to a website or a file that will have a privacy policy for your app, like your app using internet only for reading ads, nothing personal is collected, and you have to make sure that. Press save. Here you go. No falsification. Like if your app require an account, you have to provide it here for the tester can test your app with that account. So save and submit to the store. There you go. Congratulations. Your first app is on the way to the store. You can always review the submission or cancel the certification process at any time.